The battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. Am I out of my mind? What did I do? Oh, I feel so bad. And every time I try to start all over again, my shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent. I know, oh Allah, you're the most forgiving, and that you promise to always be there when I call upon you. So now I'm standing here, ashamed of all the mistakes I've committed. Please don't turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me.
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Hello to all the listeners out there. You're listening to Daily with Amana, which is the Amana Arman. Ensure you well and ensure you guys enjoy this week's episode. Daily with Amana is a weekly chat show discussing a variety of topics aimed at all ages and inclusive to everyone. Comes every Sunday and on all platforms, Spotify, YouTube, You get what I mean, and yeah, enjoy the episode. So this week I'll be continuing the series on the Nathan and Nathan Plus Manners series of the world, of the meanings, Quran and Hadith series. I'll be also talking a bit of the generalness of Hajj. I was going to talk about the 2022 lottery system, but it's a bit it's one of those things. It's like I can't really explain it in a way. Like I'm really researching. I might do that next week. I'm not too sure. But yeah, I'm going to just talk about Hajj, just generalist, in a brief way. So you guys can understand, and yeah, enjoy the episode. So it's time for the 99 News Others by the series. This week we're going to be looking at number 21, which is El Basid, the extender. The enlarged, which is El Basid, meaning the enlargement, the one who bound to no limits. He expands and wide his heart, soul, and supreme is gratitude and merciful. Allah's Bandal is El Basid, the one who unfilled or absent, the one who makes the way wide open, plentiful of whoever we will, and reaches a helping hand of all mankind. Allah's Bandal gives provision and mercy to those who wish. So from the in terms of mention of Al-Bid from the Quran Hadith, from the letters B, S, and T, which is a which are stand for the span, to span, enlarge, intend, to grant, abundance, to provide, amply, to spread, widen, to make spacious, and extend a hand. In Arabic, gabid means to clutch, to grab, or to seize your weather. Bas refers to openness, then close hand. This is open hand, withdrawn, withhold, and to give. These names are mentioned together for juxtaposition to emphasize how Allah's Bandala, his affinity wisdom, is the one either give or withhold things to those who please. We can find this combination in the mention of Surah Baqarah, verse 245, which the meaning of it is, Who is that will loan us by that is a goodly loan? He might multiply it for him many times over. And it is Allah's Bandal who withhold and grant abundance, and to him he will return. So to consider with Al-Kabid, Al-Basid is a display of Allah's Bandal merciful. Given without any measurement. When Allah's Bandala wants to give, is free and infinitive. There's no stopping or restricting it. In a hadith, narrated by Anas ibn Malik, the people said, "Messenger of Allah's Bandala, prices are sure, so fix price for us." Thereupon, the messenger of Allah's Bandala said, "Allah's Bandala is the one who fixed price, withhold, give lavish, and provide. I hope that when I meet Allah's Bandala, none of you will have any claim on me in judgment regarding blood or property." Allah's Bandala extend provision to those who will and restrict it, and they will be rejoiced in the worldly life. While the worldly life is not compared to hereafter, except judgments. From the Surah 13, Ayah 26. For indeed, with hardship it will be eased. From the Quran, Surah 94, Ayah 5. So, Jazakallah for listening to this week's segment of the 99 Names of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala's Meanings, Qurans, and the Deep series. Next week, we'll be looking at Al-Ghafid, which is the reducer, and that's number 22 from the 99 Names of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. So, inshallah, you guys enjoy it, and you'll hear more of the series next week. So now I'm going to play you guys Ya Ilahi by Muad, and inshallah you guys enjoy it. After the initial break, I'll be talking about just a general of Hajj and what it's a bit about in like a general format. Not format, just a general outline. And inshallah you guys enjoy that and you will join the Nasheed. And yeah, join this Nasheed and yeah.
I raise my hands in the dead of night, asking God for a better life. And I know that He'll be there in the moment. His mercy's not equivalent. Magnificent and infinite. سألت ربي ذا الجلال مغفرة فهالنداء يزيل عني ما في قلبي يا رب يا من تنادي إنني قريب ولك أجيب لدمعة تنادي يا إلهي يا إلهي يا إلهي يا إلهي يا
Hola, assalamu alaikum. Welcome back to Daily with Mona, which is Naman Abd. Inshallah, you guys enjoy Ya Ilahi by Muad. And let's go on with the other half of the episode. So this week's topic is all about Hajj. So I'm going to talk about it as like a general outline. So let's begin. Hajj. Hajj is the Muslim pilgrimage in which compulsory for Muslims to undertake at least once in their lifetime, as long they are healthy and can afford it. In order for this to count, a Muslim's journey must take place within the month of Dhu-Hijjah, the 12th and the final month of the Islamic calendar. So the background, which is the organ of Hajj. Allah Mandala told by Prophet Ibrahim Islam to take his wife Hajira and his son Ismail Islam on a journey to Arabia. Then he told Ibrahim Islam to leave Hajira and Ismail Islam with some food and water. Having run out of water, Hajira run up and down two hills, Safa and Marwa. and searched for more. Unable to find any water, she prayed for God and water then sprung from the ground. This source of water is called the Zamzam well. When Ibrahim Islam returned, he was commanded to build the Kaaba as a shrine dedicated to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where worship would take place. And that will be, like, the Kaaba is usually in the center of Mecca, is the most sacrificed site in Islam. Over time, the people began to worship idols at the Kaaba instead of one God, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam restored the Kaaba in its original form, original purpose, where he converted Mecca in Islam. So in terms of, like, key events of Hajj, number one, on the journey, Muslim pilgrimage change their clothes into either two white cloths for ihram, or for women is a long, like, baya and prefer, like, a white scarf. It's not going to cover yourself, that's fine. And enter the safe of ihram. This shows equality to everyone regardless of their ethnicity, nationality, or social economic status. In dress, it's dressed in a similar way. Number two, the pilgrims arrive at the Great Mosque, a spiritual place for Muslims as it viewed as by many as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's house. Here they will circle the Kaaba 7 times, which is called Tawaf. Number three, a drink is taken from the Zamzam well in remembrance of Hajra searches for water. This shows Muslims' dependence on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Four, the pilgrimage visit the hills of Safa and Marwa and run between the two 7 times to the action of Hajra. She was determined, as all Muslims must be, and will never give up. Muslims stop at Mount Arafah, the place where Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave his final sermon, and they pray and whilst hoping to forgiving for the sins. This is where the Day of Judgment will take place. Number six, Muslims will spend the night at Muzaffara, a valley between Arafah and Mina. At Muzaffara, they collect pebbles which are required for the next day. Number seven, then they will travel to Mina, where they stone the devil. They throw pebbles at the three stone pillar, constructionally to represent the devil. Ibrahim Islam has said to have done this. It's important to Muslims to show they regret the devil. And number eight, Eid al-Adha is the feast of sacrifice, where it's celebrated by all Muslims, not just those who celebrate Hajj. So, importance of Hajj. Those who completed the Hajj are known as Hajji or Hajjiyah, I think. the equivalent. Everyone take part in the Hajj pilgrimage is treated as equal, and there's a great sense in unity. The pilgrimage shows self-discipline and fulfill religious duty, bringing Muslims closer to God. Some hadith agree that sins are cleaned by the journey. He will return as he was born as a new. That's from Sahid al-Bukhari 26, 596. Jazakallah for listening as always. I hope inshallah that will give you a bit more detail about Hajj. Just know what it's about and all that. Not too sure what I'm doing next week though, so it might be themed around Hajj. I think next week is gonna be themed around Hajj, and I think week after. No, it's either gonna be Eid or Hajj next week. I might put them two together actually. I'm not too sure because I believe, well, I've been told it's either the 9th, 10th or 11th of July, but I could be wrong, so please don't quote me. Please, I am not professional as well. I'm not a scholar. I just pass on any information I know as well. So please forgive me on that. And yeah, just like for listening as always. Ensure you guys enjoy as always. Stay safe, stay awesome, and well to those who have done the exams. You're amazing. You should be all proud of yourself as well. I'm going to stop on rambling because knowing me, I will ramble on forever. But yeah, enjoy your week, and you can hear more of this next week, inshallah. Until then, Allah Hafiz, and peace out for now. Bye.
I'm about to lose the battle and cross the line. I'm about to make another mistake, and even though I try to stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me. I try to start all over again. My shame comes back to haunt me. I'm trying hard to walk away, but temptation is surrounding me, surrounding me. I wish that I could find the strength to change my life before it's too late, too late, too late. Forgive me. Turn me away and hear my prayer when I ask you to forgive me. My heart.
give back. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent. Forgive me. My heart is so full of regret. Forgive me. Now is the right time for me to repent, repent, repent.
Assalamu alaikum everyone, this is Brother Maher Zain. For my latest news and updates, join me on Facebook, follow me on Twitter. Salam.
To stay away, everything around me keeps dragging me in. I can't help thinking to myself, what if my time would end today, today, today? Can I guarantee that I will get another chance before it's too late, too late, too late? Forgive me.